So in design or photography, more accurately, even in design, there's a lot of use of imagery and photography, and it's usually all around people, and that's sort of what I'm trying to focus on, and how the body gestures and the little signifiers of the color coding, and beyond that, the way that someone looks, their expression on their face, and other little tiny idiosyncrasies that might be pulled together actually make a photograph, and those bits that make a photograph can then be used to design. And I just want to, I mean, it's quite early in the morning, so I want to suggest something that's a little bit crazy. And in times where you're running your own business and you're self-employed, or you're working with an organization, or even if you're out and about on your own, and you see other people, you immediately know, you immediately know and understand what they're trying to say because of their body gesture. And not only this, but you're trying to communicate, more so in businesses, that a certain idea and an expression through maybe something that isn't that visual. So it's through the modern form of social media, emails, and other aspects. And one thing that struck me this morning, and apologies if this sounds quite crazy, but having bought a kitten recently, which wasn't entirely my choice, but it's turned out to be some fun, the kitten seems to, she seems to respond after some time period to her name. And it's not necessarily her name that she responds to, it's the tone and pitch of your voice. And sometimes I'm sat there and it's she's just not doing anything other than looking at me to understand and looking at me for reassurance. Now, it's not just a kitten, but the question of whether a dog can speak and understand, or rather understand, English or Welsh or other languages depending on the owner, is actually an interesting question that I've asked people and not really got a pleasant response other than a scratch on the head. And I know that this might not seem all that interesting, but if we can own pets and the pets are then trained to understand us, and we can share a connection with a cat or a dog, and that would be, then that would clearly be through some sense of creating a bond and a relationship, but all based on a sign of communication that is some audio, but I would argue more likely based on the gestures and a connection that we make, so more of a visual aspect. I guess the point that I'm trying to raise is coming back to you as a person, and maybe you as a business, being self-employed as well and running that business and trying to communicate to other people every day. Whenever you get on the bus or get in your car and you're at a red light and you look at the car next door, it's to look at people to try and understand what it is that you're saying to each other without actually speaking. And there is a hidden form of communication, something that we have really not quite yet understood and got. And it's just interesting to understand how important that very raw aspect of communication is and how powerful it is. If we can do this to creatures that are not human and still form a relationship, then we can clearly do it to each other. However, we do like to do it in other means, and we love the many different forms of communication that there are available to nowadays. But surely, in my head, it does make more concrete that there is a lot more to be learned about the basics in human gestures that would allow us to go a lot further in communication, or potentially. It's just something I want to throw out there, really.